It's Wednesday, February 26th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from State of Control 65. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fagoza, Patrick Murray, and Dave Hatz talking about automated testing. Dave Hatz starts off talking about how managed service solutions can benefit both the client and the programmer.
If you look at just the AV-centric nature of where we've come from, again, we're going to have 3, 4, 5 different vendors at a minimum of product in our systems. Even if we try to standardize on one, we're still going to have a bunch of others. And each manufacturer likely has a tool for their piece. But what Patrick just described is asking our customers to say, okay, we're going to use a tool for this little wedge. And then for this wedge of the pie, we're going to use a totally different tool that might get similar data. It might not. Might go deeper. It might not go as deep. But it's totally different. And then we go to a third tool and a fourth tool. And before long, we've got so many different tools. They all behave different. It's what we see today. Nobody uses them.
They don't get
used. Exactly. By stepping out to that, an external management system of some form or flavor, that becomes your point of data aggregation. And once you have that, that's what really takes your opportunity to the next level to say, okay, what do I really want to craft? What information really is actionable? Because when we talk about monitoring, a lot of times, we start to think of, oh, well, this little nugget's out there and that little nugget's out there and I could collect this and I could collect that. But the question to really ask yourself as a developer is, what can we do with that data? What action can we actually take? And I would argue that if a piece of information plays no factor in any of the actions you perceive, it's probably not very important for you. Focus your energy on that actionable piece. And so back to the question of Rich, about what can we ask our manufacturers? I spend a lot of time talking with product managers and technology managers at some of the manufacturers around, these are the actions I'm trying to achieve with our managed service solution. Here's the information I need from you. I'm not going to tell you how I want to even get it. That's up to you as a product manager to figure out how to give that to me. But I go in and talk the business case. Here is what's going to enable me to sell more of your product. Here's what's going to make your product more attractive to the end user and differentiate you from your competitor if you can give me the ability. I'll use DSPs as an example. One of the questions I get very frequently when I start to talk managed services to our customers is, wait a minute, we had a conference call last week. And everyone complained that the microphone sounded bad. Can you tell me about that? And when you start to go look at the information that's typically exposed by our manufacturers today, well, I can tell you what your volume levels were. I can tell you if it was muted or unmuted. I can tell you the call status. I can tell you where your EQ levels are. I can even compare you to baseline settings pretty well. But I can't tell you anything about the echo cancel performance. API has not exposed that from any of our manufacturers today. So I've talked with a lot of our manufacturers about the business value. If I could see, we know on that little chip on the box, the information's there. They just haven't exposed it. Something as simple as if a manufacturer could expose through an API how that echo canceller is performing. Where's our ERL? That right there is something that I could then monitor, gather that data, and put to work. Because now I can take action when I see it not where I want it to be. And that's the important piece, is through all this, is what action are we going to take?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.